have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be in your world when you decided to hit that play button. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, expanding our reach every day. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Stitcher now. It's just increasing every day. Stitcher, Podbean, Blueberry, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So thank you for listening. And I'm doing something a little different today. I am recording my podcast here this moment, but I'm also doing video. I'm live on Facebook Live while I'm doing this podcast, so it's interesting. I got away from doing the videos because it was a little awkward for me looking at me in a camera. I always say that I have a voice for a face for radio and a voice for print, let's put it that way. So, but I want to stay connected, so I am on Facebook Live here. Anyway, let's get back to today. Yesterday I talked all about fear and how fear keeps us stuck in the yuck and the muck and keeps us from living the life of our dreams. Today, I found some inspiration that I've seen before, that I've taken in before, but I've mentioned in the past that I like to open a book and just see what's there that inspires me. I don't spend hours preparing for this show. I like when inspiration just drops in. I close my eyes, get centered before I hit that record button, and often I'll just open one of the nearest books and see what page it opens up to. One of the books I like to share with my clients who come into our program Thinking Into Results is from the book called You Squared, and that's by Price Pritchett. And it's about Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, because we specialize in Quantum Leap Goal Achievement and Radical Personal Transformation. And one of the quotes I often share from this book says, "You haven't been reaching your full potential." And I tell people that all the time. It says, "So far, you haven't even come close. No matter how you wish to measure success, regardless of how you define achievement, you have barely scratched the surface of what you personally can accomplish." And that's true no matter where you are along your path in this lifetime. You haven't even scratched the surface. Just think about that. I often tell people, just picture that starry night, you know, one of those days or nights that you're out in the country away from all the lights of the city, and you look up at the billions and billions of stars. You had no idea that were even up there. Well, use that to reference your infinite potential. What you can be and do and have in your life is just incredible. But that's not what I wanted to share today. I flipped open to a different page, and this isn't a show about me reading to you. However, there is something that I do want to read today and share with you, and it's from, again, I'm reading from You Squared from Price Pritchett, PhD. And he's got a little section. It's a real short, easy read book, and most of the chapters are like one page with several paragraphs. And let me share this one with you, because we're talking about quantum leaps today. We're talking, because that's what I do, my wife and I, with our company, Success Ocean International. We move you from point A all the way to where you want to be. Not from point A to B, but all the way to somewhere over the rainbow, just however you define that pot of gold. So we call that quantum leaps, the point A to point B stuff. That's the other guys. Of course, you have incremental steps that you take, but our focus is on getting you all the way from where you are to all the way you want to be. All right, Price says in this short little chapter, he says, quantum leaps won't happen if you're living a life with a lukewarm heart. We've been talking about that lukewarm life when I was quoting some of the T. Harv Eker stuff about staying in your comfort zone, right? Quantum leaps won't happen if you're living life with a lukewarm heart. Passion is a very important part of the process. It fires the soul and fills the spirit. Energizing your heart and mind for the quantum leap to a higher plane of performance is what's necessary. Passion also keeps you going when you're hit with problems and uncertainty. But passion itself must be fueled, and you feed that flame with visions of a dream that is dramatic. The emotional intensity inside must burn hot enough to protect you against the chilling effects of doubt, uncertainty, criticism, and failure. Only deep desire can generate such heat. For you to care this intensely, of course, there must be something worth caring about, something remarkable, special, and precious enough to light the fire in your heart. This means you must loosen the limits on your thinking and give yourself permission to pursue what you want most. The climate is right for a quantum leap only when you are passionately drawn to a particular goal. So let your deepest desires direct your aim. Set your sights far above the reasonable target. The power of purpose is profound only if you have a desire that stirs the heart. The inner drive must be strong enough to carry you past the point of wishful thinking. The dream must consume you, control you, drive you to action, disallowing half-hearted effort in the pursuit. Quantum leaps are an act of love, a passionate statement of how you care for the thing you seek. Only an emotional move holds the power to carry you the distance from you to you squared. Let the heart take charge of your body. If you have a magnificent obsession, you are poised for a quantum leap. It's interesting because that's how Napoleon Hill starts out his book, Think and Grow Rich. You have to have that burning desire. You have to be passionately drawn to a particular goal. And that's really what it takes. We really have to ignite that fire of passion to make those quantum leaps in our lives. So, when we look at our wants, our desires, and we look to that longing and discontent that is lying within us, lying dormant within us, it's there. It's nagging at us. It's actually the dream, the desire, that is lying dormant because we're not doing anything about it so often. So often fear is keeping that trapped, keeping that buried. So while that dream lies dormant, the longing and discontent is there. Nagging, gnawing, irritating, agonizing us, really. It might be subtle, but that's that feeling you get in your gut when you just know at the deepest level of knowing of your being that there really is something more, there really is something else. And as I often say, most people reject that dream and keep it buried. One of the reasons is because they don't know how it is possible for their lives. They just have no idea how it could possibly come true for them. So they reject it, they bury it. But the longing and the discontent is never going to go away. And that's why I so often tell everyone not to get to game over. Not to die with the music still in you. You have to touch that dream. people reject it because they just don't know how it's possible for their lives. And that's what I do. That's where I come in with my coach and mentor, Bob Proctor, the work I do with my wife and our company, Success Ocean International. We have a program that gets you to move the needle by stepping into the energy of your dream, by no longer suppressing it. We can't suppress those dreams. We are called to be, do, and have more every day of our lives. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when we just suppress that, when we're not shining our light, when we're not being and doing and having all that we can be by answering that call of that passion that we have buried inside of us. So if not now, when? If not you, who? Only you can express that desire, that passion, that dream that's buried in within you. Perhaps you buried it. Only you can express that in the way that you can express it, in the way that it's called to be expressed. It was planted in you by a power so much bigger than you can even fathom. So please don't ignore it. Don't bury it any longer. How about right now, today? Just shut everything down. Sit down with a pad and a pen and make a list of every single thing that you want to experience in your life. What do you want to be? What is that image of how you want to be? What do you want to do? Ask yourself the questions. What do I want to do? What do I want to do of significance with my life? What do I want to have? And I invite you to look at all the different areas of your life. And I talk about a lot of those areas on this show here. We want to look at health. What do I want to be, do, and have when it comes to my health? What do I want to be, do, and have when it comes to relationships, not just the intimate and the romantic relationships, but with family and friends and community, maybe my worship center, church, maybe the place where I work. What do I want to be, do, and have in that area of my life when it comes to relationships? Of course, time and money freedom. We want to look at that too. What do I want my finances to look like? What do I want to be financially? Do I want to be so well off that I can be a philanthropist? Money's not a bad thing. We can do a lot to help other people. And we can do some nice things for ourselves too. What do I want to do with the time and money freedom I seek? What does that look like? So just sit down with a pen and page and discern, decide, seek, knock, ask. What is it that I am called to be, do, and have in this world? And don't think small. Well, you're going to think small, but write everything down. And then we're going to go through and we're going to kind of look at the dream list, look at the want list, and say, well, this is an A-type goal. Those A-type goals are those things that we already know how to do. It's not really a goal. It's more like something that goes on the to-do list. Then we look at the list again and we identify those things that are like B-type goals. Maybe we never really did them before, but we take this piece of the puzzle over here and this piece of the puzzle over here and we start connecting the dots and we figure we can get it done. But it doesn't really stretch us. It's not one of those big dream type goals. The things that we want to get out of this list are the big dream type goals. This type of stuff that you think about when you're standing in line waiting to get that $500 million lottery ticket, right? Yeah. So you want to think about those type of things. This is how we want to identify what are we passionate about? What is the desire that is burning deep inside of us that will satisfy that longing and discontent? We want to narrow it down to one or two. We want to narrow it down to a professional goal and a personal goal. And we want to start moving in that direction. And the next thing you want to do, if you want to really go at this and want to be aggressive, is you pick up the phone, or you type an email, or you get yourself a carrier pigeon, and you contact myself, you contact me or my wife, or and let's schedule a session, a free consultation, a strategy session, and take a look at what you want to be doing, have in your life. And let's take that first step. You got to move. You have to move. You have to take that step. We know Martin Luther King Jr. said, you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. So I'm inviting you again to do that. I shared a great piece on passion and quantum leaps when I started this broadcast, this podcast today. Listen to it again. Find your passion. Live from there. Get out of the comfort zone. There is no growth there. There's no growth in just living a lukewarm life, not going after what you want to be, do, and have. So let that be your inspiration for today, to think about what it is you really want. And let's get her done. Let's get moving. Let's have a conversation about that. I love doing this work. I love helping people to move forward. As we work on your dream, I'm working on mine too. So, you know, we're all in this thing together. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the Genesis Frequency today. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, right? Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency.